Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Yo, guess what?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed.
Yes.
Want to hear about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Get Blitz was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thugs South, plus Courtney. She's the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. It's very potent, like THC on steroids, like super potency, and has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. And it's perfect for the weekend, relaxing, for a party. There's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So you can go to getblitz.com, that's GETBLITZED.com, and use the code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That's not, you know, that's a pretty decent little discount there. I tried it, incredibly relaxing. I used to sometimes, after work, I would do a shot of bourbon after work to like wind down before I go to sleep. That's all I do now is Get Blitzed. Mm-hmm. Relaxing, chill, it's perfect.
What do you usually drink it with?
I just drink it out of the thing. I just do a shot. Like,
wow, it's hardcore. No,
it's not really. It's just like a quick little, quick split. Like, I know what a teaspoon is.
Yeah.
So
drink a teaspoon of it. Yeah,
right,
I like to mix it.
Right.
How about you, Joe?
I mixed the cherry one with Coke or Sprite. And actually, I'll have a gummy or something here and there. I'm not a big smoker, but the Get Blitzed, I've already ordered my second bottle. Like, it's that enjoyable. You put your little spoon into a glass of soda, and you know, you're just sipping, relaxing, playing a game, or you know, even editing or anything. And it works, dude. You chill, and I wound up doing it a few nights a week. It's good stuff.
I can't imagine anybody that tries this won't have 100% satisfaction from the product. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GETBLITZED.com. That's GETBLITZED.com and use our code K100 to get 50% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at getblitzed.com.
You just want to get baited, you just want to relax, or you just want to get blitzed? Boom. Getblitzed.com.
We'll be right back. Yo, we're back in the sports, K100 Sports. Boom. Let's start it off with some football, D.I.
Yeah, so last week, I had a really good gamble last week. I had Kansas City.
How did we do on our bets, Joe? Can you look that up? Because I think
I got it
3-3 the week before.
I got it here. We all had the Ravens. We all had the Niners.
Uh-huh.
Disco took the Bucks. Conan and I took the Lions. Both had the Chiefs. Well, I was stubborn. I went with the Bills.
Right. All really good games, except for Baltimore. But Baltimore was kind of expected because they, like I said, I had that. There was the trend. I don't know if I mentioned on the show, but there was a trend of a dome team that played in the history of playoff games. Dome teams that play in 30-degree or less weather were 2-6 all time, and you could tell that offense was just slowed down under those conditions, and Baltimore just ran it down their throats. So that was expected. The Bucks.
Well, let me just say this. You expected Lamar to be the MVP like he was before. He ran for three touchdown passes, ran for two. They beat him 34-10. But here was the thing. You also got to remember, Disco, Baltimore had that kind of like thing over their head because they'd been in like 5 playoff games and they'd only won 2.
Right.
You know, so they were under that. So he broke out of that. So, you know, credit to Lamar. That's why, to me, he's the MVP. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So next is the Packers and the 49ers. The Packers were giving them the business there. They great game. They were ahead the whole time. I thought they had the game iced in the fourth quarter when Jones broke that long run from his own territory into 49ers territory, and then they missed a field goal. So
let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Jones had over 100 yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy was not his throwing kind of off target.
Right.
San Francisco is giving up big plays. I know we saw the same game. Even there were some special team blunders. I thought they were going to be sent home in their first playoff game, you know?
How great was that? They showed that stat that when the 49ers are losing by 5 or more points in the fourth quarter, they were 0-30.
Yes.
Under shenanigans. They can't make one. But you know what? A lot of people were knocking Purdy's performance, okay? But
he went off target.
He was, but bro, the rain was ridiculous and the ball was wet. They were showing some slight motion. You could see the ball slipping out of his hands as he was throwing the pass. So it's like, you know, under better conditions, I would expect a better game. However, Debo Samuel got hurt. This is we'll talk about this week's games coming up. I want to go over the other two, Lions and Buccaneers, and just to end the thing.
The thing that ended it all was Christian McCaffrey. You know, with like a minute left to play with a second touchdown. All right.
So the Lions and the Buccaneers, we had everything that you would expect you would get from Baker Mayfield. Fearless, thread the needle, but then, of course, what's the biggest
detriment
to this guy is the interception. Right where they need it.
After having a great game, that was a shootout, bro.
Here's what Baker Mayfield reminds you of, okay? As a poker player, right? Now, there's people that you can play poker with, like, every day, and, like, you know who the fish is at the table, like, the one that just plays crazy and gets beat all the time. However, when a guy like that gets in a poker tournament, even though the guy's not a good player because he's too wild, he makes bad decisions, somehow he's ending up at the final table way more often than he should. So it's like you have a guy here, like Mayfield can get you in position to be there to maybe get to the championship game, to get to the Super Bowl, which he almost was. You know, they had the ball in the fourth. If they would have won this game, they would have been playing in the championship game, the game next to the Super Bowl, and they could have very well won. Bro, he was great in this game. 349 yards, 3 touchdowns. He was feeding Mike Evans. He looked good. Except
it was a beast, bro, wasn't he?
He just made a mistake. And so, but Detroit is the better team. But we'll see what they do this week. But then, of course, the main event.
Well, let me just say this. This is why I love the Lions. Because, I don't know, bro. This thing right here. The Lions won 2 playoff games in a season for the first time since 1957.
Yeah.
You got to win for those guys. Come on.
Yeah. Well, they're never in the playoffs. You know,
so. Yeah, right.
So next was the Chiefs and the Bills. And this was had such unbelievable drama.
They're not even going to stay in the division. This may be the best rivalry of the NFL. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. It's like Brady versus Manning kind of. Like the two top three quarterbacks in the league are facing each other every year with the playoffs, it seems like. This is the first time they were facing at home.
Right. So, three times in the playoffs.
So this was Mahomes' first playoff game, but you wouldn't really expect him to suffer because he's got the best – since he's been in the league for, like, what's it been, 6 years? He's got the best winning percentage on the road in the history of quarterbacks. So playing on the road was no big deal. Allen looked good. He was just carrying the team on his shoulders, running the ball. It's just get the ball running in there. Bro, the drama on that play where the guy fumbled into the end zone at the end and the camera it was like literally millimeters off the turf where he fumbled the ball. I thought that was it. I thought Buffalo had it. Then Buffalo comes down and dude, it looked okay. It wasn't your typical missed field goal, okay? Because he kicked it and looked like it was going straight, and it looked like God. Like blew wind,
turned it to the right,
just blew it off course. Like
Dave Moss, three times in the past 4 years at Kansas City. Okay,
right.
And not only that, Mahomes and Allen are about the same age. They came into the league around the same time, maybe 2018. We got a lot of great classic games between them for years to come. But I felt sorry for them. Yeah,
Conan.
What up? Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the holiday season is upon us. And for many of us, it means we're going to have 12. Right. Well, for many of us, it means we're going to have 12 cheat days of Christmas when it comes to our diet. But don't freak out. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have got you covered with Carb Defender. Now, Carb Defender is an amazing supplement that you take before you eat a high-carb meal to help reduce the negative effects of excessive carbohydrates. The holiday season is a perfect time to have some Carb Defender on hand, so you don't lose all the progress you made in the gym. Combine Carb Defender with our best-selling Fat Burner X-Lean 5 for an ultimate fat burn experience and to be ready to attack 2024 in your best shape ever. Go to LegacySubs.com and use code K100 to get a 10% discount and help the show. K100 is the most used discount code at LegacySubs.com. We're very proud of our K100 fan for supporting Legacy and taking pride in their bodies. I'll be honest with you. Every holiday season, starting around Thanksgiving and stuff like that, I always put on about 5 to 10 pounds because I cheat far too much. So I have actually recently ordered my Carb Defender and the X-Lean 5. And come March, the weight will be back off, a little bit of exercise, keep the diet clean. Legacy Subs combined with good diet and exercise can't be healthy.
Well, this is one, they've been with us for years now. We've been doing, you know, great business with them. One of the biggest selling items is that natural testosterone booster. A lot of people have been really putting that over.
I hear about it all the time in the Discord, and just people on Twitter will hit me up and say, thanks for, you know, the recommendation and all that. People really dig this stuff.
It increases your strength, your energy, and your libido, improves sleep and well-being. And a lot of people really like the TEDx 9. What do you like, Joe?
I actually took Nick's advice, and I did add the Carb Defender. So I do the Carb Defender with the X-Lean 5 now. And between that and the other dieting stuff I'm doing and getting a little more exercise, you know, I feel tremendous. And sleep's better, and it makes you feel better overall. You drop a couple pounds. You don't realize, hey, that's why my back hurt, you know, or something like that. So this stuff has been a big help.
All right. So, you know, we always try to look after your well-being and your hygiene and your health. This is another example. Sponsor's been with us for a while. By the way, for those of you in the know, Nick Aldis is still on probation. That will never change. And get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
It's LegacySupps.com.
Boom.
So let me tell my gambling excursion here. So yeah. I had at the South Point, they had the teaser cards. And they had this thing called the Super Teaser Card, which is the teaser or the super? I think I had the teaser card, which it adds 6 points to the line, right? So on the last leg, I had Kansas City +8.5, and I had this game under 51.5 points, right? And I had everything else was in of eight teams, and it was $200 with $700, right? And sure enough, if he would have hit the field goal, he would have lost under the 51 to half. It was like a miracle. I just went, I wasn't complaining. So I was like,
he was kicking.
Well, yeah. I was either going to win like $200 on the day or $900 on the day.
Right.
I was like, I was like, oh yeah, it's like a miracle. Usually I get bad beats. That was a good beat. So I got very lucky on that. So I can't complain. But so this week, let me give you the betting odds too here on this game. This game's this week. So the Ravens are a 4-point favorite now. The line is moving up over the Chiefs. I'm not betting against Pat Mahomes. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, I'm all in on the Chiefs in this game. I'm taking them with the points. I'm taking them on the money line.
Where did that?
At Baltimore.
I'm betting Baltimore.
All right, and so this is very interesting. I'm not. Guess we kind of got to give a pick. I'm going to take San Francisco's -7. I'm going to bet them to win the game.
And you don't want it to be Kansas City that's going to run out with Baltimore to me.
Yeah, but I'm going to wait till Sunday on this because I got to hear about Deebo Samuel because there's some unbelievable stats on Deebo Samuel. They're 11-1 when he plays. They're 1-4 when he doesn't. Like, they're a completely different team. Their yards per play on offense are 7 yards per play when he's on the field, and it's 5 yards per play when he's not. Literally, like, 30%, 35% of their offense decreases when he's off the field.
Is he a game-time decision?
50-50 will be a game-time decision, probably. Well, as far as we know right now, it's he's 50-50, but they're pretty bad.
Your dark horse was the Lions. You said that at the very beginning, okay?
Right.
I've been on the Lions bandwagon since last year, okay? And this is for like our boy Jeff Katz. I don't know if he still listens to the show. I could tweet him or somebody let him know that I'm going with his Lions again. And this is for Nash and all the people from Detroit that I've had to suffer for so long. I'm riding with the Lions.
I'm going to tell you a stat here. So it's not too much a stat, but it's a situation that doesn't bode too well for them. All right.
Right.
This is their since. Let me see here. Did they play the last regular season? Okay.
So, Kyle, man, Lions and Ravens.
Okay, I'm taking San Fran, bro. This is the Lions. This is the Lions' first outdoor game in their past 6 games. They haven't played outside since like early December. And you know what happened in that game when they played outside early December?
They got smoked.
They got smoked by the Bears, 28-13.
And I think they're one game away from being where they wanted to be, and they're going to be fired up. Just like they were, you know, just like Dallas got destroyed by an exciting Green Bay team, and Houston did the same thing. I think Detroit, you know, they've been here before. Detroit hasn't. I think they're hungrier, and I'm going with Detroit.
Okay, cool. Did you watch USC this weekend?
And you know what's funny? Remember they had a press conference, and they had like 8 Pro Bowlers. San Francisco and Detroit only had 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw the press conference.
Mm.
But anyways. Even with all that talent that they've amassed, I'm going with Detroit. Both games, I think, are going to be great. I don't see a blowout either way. But, you know, 3 out of the 4 games were great last week, which was great TV.
Yeah. All right. So so this was very interesting. So the last 15 minutes of the San Francisco game was awesome. Because they're coming back. There was a lot of drama. You know, while that game
was final.
Yeah. I was at work, right? And I had on my phone, I had the USC on.
Right.
Now, what's this guy's name here? There was the fight that was on USC while that finish was happening was the
Chris Curtis.
Yes, the Chris Curtis fight. Okay, bro, this was like the fight of the year that was going on simultaneously during the comeback of the San Fran. I'm trying to watch both at the same time. These guys just sat there and punched each other in the face back and forth for like 15 minutes.
Oh, no, we're going to get that French guy, right?
Yeah.
Andre, yeah.
I was like, what a point. Like, oh, my God. So that was an unbelievable fight. And the main event, a lot of the other ones, I wasn't really interested in much of this card, but I was interested in the main event.
Well, I'll tell you what was surprised. The Neil Magny, who they put in with this guy that lost.
Yeah.
They knocked him out at like 37 years old, man. I was happy with that.
That's yeah, he was up. He was winning the guy was winning the whole fight for like 14 minutes. In the last minute, he got choked out for like 15 seconds. Like the funny thing about this
fight, Madden was so cool about it.
Yeah. The Canadian fighters, this was in Canada. All the male Canadian fighters lost 0-5. How lame. I mean, could you imagine that? What about that's like typical of like the type of country they are.
And it was packed and the people were hot and it's Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah. Brutal. But the main event was really good fight. I don't know. Who do you think won? Because I saw a replay. Strickland did get headbutted and it cut him open pretty bad.
That was a close fight.
Strickland now punched him in the face.
Go ahead.
Well, Strickland now punched him in the face, but then he got more kicks and more takedowns, but he didn't do any damage on the takedowns at all.
He had six takedowns to Strickland's zero, but yeah, his total strikes, Strickland, he had 183 to 140.
Yeah. Didn't you hear any comments on this?
Yeah, Strickland had a good jab, you know, but I just thought that Stevenson was handling the heavier shots. It was a split decision, so it was very close.
Right.
I barely gave it to Clifford myself.
Like I said, it could have gone either way. I couldn't.
Yeah. He called out Israel out of the sign and just bury him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, and B finished with 70 points.
Against the little punky little number one pick.
Yeah, against one.
And he was
a beast. When that guy gets some weight. Yeah, he was foaming at the mouth, definitely. But to me, it's ridiculous that he's had 30 points in like 20, over 20 straight games. How about this, bro? We haven't even talked about this because in your division, I think Vancouver's in first place now, right?
Right.
Bro, how about the Edmonton Oilers? Have they lost it? They've gone like 13 in a row, right?
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. They were never getting
14 in a row. They were like the most frustrating team in the NHL for a couple of years now because they had the best player in the world, Connor McDavid, right? Who's led the league in points like, what is it, 5 out of the last 7 years?
Right.
But they never get out of the second round of the playoffs, right?
Right.
And then they fired their coach and they brought in the coach of McDavid's coach from the Ontario Hockey League. And ever since then, they've been on a winning streak.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's crazy.
And they're not even in first place.
Right. Not yet. But they had a terrible start. They were awful. Yeah.
Yeah, they were terrible. That's why the guy got fired. But that's big news to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been our sports. If you got any comments, opinions, or anything, send it to our mailbag at k100questions@gmail.com. Boom.